This afternoon, Jams, on the phone line, the true Tiger himself. I'm calling him Tiger. He's a Lion fan. He's not a Tiger fan. He's a Lions fan. Will Roberson on the phone line. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Doing great. So, you know, I just knew you was going to be down in Baltimore for the game, but you're not at this game.
Nope. I had to be in town for a wedding this weekend, man, or otherwise I would have been there, for sure.
But you did go to Green Bay.
I did.
And you're traveling to how many Lions games this year you think you're going to get to?
I used to try to do a couple a year. You know, I've got season tickets, so I do most of the home games. So I try to do a couple road games every season.
Right. So how you feeling, man? You know, we on edge. Everybody's excited for the game tonight. This is going to be a big challenge. But what's your feeling?
I feel like we're going to be all right, man. New system, new coordinators. So they're still trying to feel their way, man. But I think I know it was Chicago Bears. I don't give them too much props for that. But they handled their business, man. Offense looked a whole lot better than they did Green Bay, man. That Green Bay game was embarrassing.
Wow. Well, and you got to see the big picture. What was you seeing at that Green Bay game that got you concerned?
The grit was missing. They weren't playing tough, man. Hutch, I feel like Hutch was trying to favor that leg a little too much, man. I think he was worried about getting hurt, so he wasn't putting the pressure that he usually does.
Okay.
I was happy to see him get back after it last week, though. But yeah, they just didn't have that grit, man. That lion pride was missing.
Wow. No, of course, the Bears, they shocked everybody yesterday with a nice win, which means that, hey, they might not be as bad as we think they are, you know? But question on the defense. Did the Lions address the defensive front? You think they're going to be all right?
I think we're going to be all right, man. We had a lot of injuries towards the end of last season, man. So it's kind of deceptive way he finished, man, giving up all those points and the things that we did. But I think we're going to be all right, man. We got some run stoppers. I wish we could have brought Z back, man, on the other edge, on the other side.
Away from Hutch, man. Upset about that, man. What went wrong with that, man?
I don't know, man. It had to be something personal, something they seen, you know, in character or something. I don't know, because it wasn't his play, because he produced for us.
Yeah, I was hurt to see that go, because that would have took some pressure off of Hutch, right?
Absolutely. You can't keep double teaming because you got somebody that's just a bigger threat on the other side.
Wow. So what do you think is going to happen tonight? They're playing against a Lamar Jackson. They struggle against quarterbacks who can run.
Yeah. Lamar always gave us trouble, man. So I'm a little concerned about that. I ain't gonna lie.
could it be a shootout though? It could be a shootout.
Hey, I'm putting money on the shootout on FanDuel. I'm betting on the shootout, so I hope it is.
How many points you think is going to be out there, man?
I bet over 45.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah.
And if you bet over 45, you win a little money. What are the spreads saying?
Yeah. So the odds, I mean, I put it with another parlay. I didn't just do that by itself.
Okay.
So it was probably a whole parlay.
Okay.
I did have them combined over 45. Should have went over 50 because I think they'll put some points up tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be a shootout, man. It's going to be a shootout. Well, thank you, man. You know, I'm living through you. I used to travel with these guys with the media credentials when they was not too good. And so I don't tapped out, but I'm living through you. And you one of the few people I know who got season tickets. And what happens when you don't, you know, like you don't make it to one of the home games? What do? You sell those or what?
Yep. I sell them, but for real, bro, I give a lot of them away. I give a couple games a year away, man.
Wow.
But when I can't make it, I give them away or sell them. And wow. So, and depending on the game, like the Thanksgiving game, like that's gonna pay probably half of what I paid for the tickets. Selling those tickets gonna pay half of my season ticket price. So, kind of offset that expense a little bit.
Right. So it's a business investment then. It's a business.
Oh, absolutely it is. Especially now we're winning. So everybody want to go to the Lions game.
Oh, wow. So let me go ahead and talk to you about business, because you are a businessman with a staffing agency here in Muskegon, man. How is the employment looking right now?
Employment is slow. It's slow. I got some news on that forefront that I don't want to announce right now, but yeah, it's slow.
But are you able to place people?
Yeah, people are getting placed.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And what kind of folks are you looking for?
Just hardworking people, man, dependable. Gonna show up on time and complete the job.
You know, there was a lot of fear about, you know, people getting deported and a lot of job openings being out there and people not being able to replace those folks who might have been deported or left. Have you seen that yet in Muskegon?
No, not in Muskegon. I'm hearing they're having trouble over in Holland, for sure.
Okay.
Been having issues over that way with that. People are afraid to go to work because they're going to get picked up when they get there.
Okay.
So it's not really a Muskegon problem.
Wow.
From what I've seen.
What's been the problem with Muskegon unemployment-wise? Not a lot of openings or not a lot of good candidates or what is it?
I think it's the people, man. There's so many jobs available that people know they can go to work here for 2-3 weeks and flip to another position because so many jobs out there. That turnover rate is crazy.
Oh, wow.
Especially in manufacturing, right? It slowed down with the tariff issues because people don't know how it's going to affect their bottom line. So they kind of held off on hiring.
Okay.
So that affected us in Muskegon more than the whole situation with the immigrants.
Wow. How can people reach you?
Website, shorelinestafford.com.
Okay.
All the information is on there.
Okay. Well, hit them up. You've been doing this for a while now, Will, man. If you had a number on how many people you have placed on jobs, what would that number be?
Oh, since I opened?
Yes.
Yeah, so we probably do 500 W-2s a year, man.
Wow.
So you're talking about over 2,000 people.
Wow. What a blessing, brother. What a blessing. Making a difference in the community, Shoreline Stafford. And thank you for always donating to the Kids Free Trip to Africa financially. And you allowed us to use your vehicle, gave us the homie rate, then hit us upside the head.
For sure.
And I was nervous with Q89 driving, like, man, you better make sure.
he got y'all there back safe.
Right. Thanks for you for trusting in him. I'm like, man, he's better than me.
That's my guy, man.
Thank you, Will, man. We appreciate what you do for Muskegon and the heart you have for the people, bro. You're a real one.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. And same to you, man. You're doing a lot, too. Hey, both man. Known and both seen and unseen.
So, yeah, we together, bro. We together.
Yeah,
all right.
Sure.
Take care. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
All right, Muskegon. That was Real Roberson, Shoreline staff, and talking Detroit Lions and talking employment here in Muskegon. A real, real good man of God. He don't even say that, but you can tell. You can tell it's inside of him. That light is shining bright, him and his beautiful wife, man. Good people right there. Good people. And that's what we hear. We're trying to shine a light on good people in Muskegon. If you're one of them and you want to be a part of the conversation, you can always send us an email, wvslp@gmail.com or 1037thebeat@gmail.com. That's my personal email. Going back to my music, it's Afternoon Jams.